"Excalibur, wake up so you can get up," said his mom, and then Excalibur woke up and told his mom he waked up so she would know that he waked up. "Excalibur, wake up so you can do those chores that you must do to help us out," and then Excalibur said he would, and in his heart her mom knew he would do his chores, him mom trusting Excalibur. He went so he could go and wake up his brother Tony so he could be woken up. Tony had a bother who was Excalibur. They were sisters like they were brothers. Excalibur and Tony went into the place that was not inside, so they went outside. There they saw his bright light that looked like a light that was bright. They knew that whatever this thing was, it would do change for the better of it. Nay, new hat, trair, chores would have to wait till they knew the chores good. They followed the light. They crossed lots of mountains and volcanoes, but then Tony said, and also said Excalibur, that he heard someone while they were in the forest. They rumbled to the noise, for it called unto them like shepherd's mother. This noise was made, they found it out, that it was made by a dragon, which they fought, whose name was Tyrone, and Tyrone was not happy with Tony and Excalibur, so Tyrone killed Tony, tried to kill Tony, and did not succeed at first, but then who came back after Excalibur ended what would be Tyrone's last day of life for him. Finally, they got to the broken bridge that was led to a cave with the light, so they decided that they must go to the cave and did. They went over the broken bridge and went to the cave, and Tony said, "That is the light," and then Excalibur said he knew and unexpectedly killed Tony but felt bad, so brought him back. Excalibur said sorry, so Tony knew he's sorry and said if he was sorry, he would forgive. They fought to light and found belonged it to an ogre. They fought the ogre and said to giving it to them, but he say no, so they won and then killed him. They grabbed the light and rode back to the home that they knew, knowing that Tony was the ogre's son. They joined a tribe of ogre and lived what they thought was happily ever after, unless it wasn't.